Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Munzer-Hernandez.
And I'm Chell Hernandez.
And we host this Bravo Podcast. If you guys have never listened before, Chell and I are married to each other. We're comedians. We live in Los Angeles, California. I love Bravo, and Chell
hates it.
But unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo.
And if I could leave it on the side of the road, I would.
But unfortunately, he can't without a lot of paperwork and through the court system. So we watch episodes of The Housewives and other popular Bravo television shows and recap them in a hilarious fashion, hoping that Chell will one day be a fan of Bravo and it'll make our marriage stronger.
It won't. If you haven't already, please follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Married to Bravo. That's Married number 2 Bravo. And you can see Jolene drop them hot memes every week and see what the Bravo community is talking about, because we actually get people from shows to actually comment on your memes.
Yay!
And if you haven't already, please leave us a rate and review on iTunes. We really appreciate that. It actually helps us get out to more Bravo fans so they can listen to my hate watching.
Yes, and please subscribe to us.
Do we have any new rates or reviews?
No.
Okay, well, that was Jolene giving us the no. Thank you for that. We appreciate that. So we're going to go ahead and move along. It's episode 11 of Vanderpump Rules. It's all happening.
It's all happening.
Did you think this episode was all happening?
It's all happening, yes. It's just so much happened.
All right.
This was a pretty happening episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was you said last episode that Sheena was missing. Well, she came back. And she came back with a storm.
No, she came back with a vengeance.
So we start at Villa Blanca.
Villa Blanca.
Villa?
I think it's Villa Blanca.
I just did the correct pronunciation.
With two L's, it was Y.
It's Villa.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's Villa Blanca.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So I have to bastardize my language so that Jolene can feel better about where she goes.
Hey, what are you talking about? I didn't name that shit.
Villa Blanca.
Villa.
Villa.
Oh, Villa. Okay, got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Sheena, Ariana, and Tom show up, and we find out Dan is back. Who's Dan?
Dan's back.
Yeah. At the beginning, they were excited to see Dan.
Oh, he must just be someone that works there. I don't remember really who he is. But they all have to work there because...
Sir was closed.
The Sir... What? Because they had a fire.
Yes. The Sir Electrical Fire of 2018.
Super serious.
We find out that Sheena's boyfriend, Rob, is going to be Big Bear. And she invited a bunch of people to go with her. Specifically, Ariana, Stassi, James, Tom, Lala.
Yeah, Rob has a cabin up there because Rob's a baller.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheena is so thirsty for that.
To show off her relationship? Is that what she's
just
thirsty
to be
for?
In a relationship, to lock his ass down. I mean, as we go further into this episode, we can talk about that. But she was just on him.
Well, she's not even divorced yet,
which is
like cringy. It's cringy, right?
Yo, you use the perfect word. She's cringy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If that was someone I was dating and I was Rob, I'd be like, get the hell out.
I'd run.
Yeah, I'd run.
She was already, I mean, a couple episodes ago, she started talking about when she gets divorced and then they get engaged. Like, no, girl, slow down.
Yeah. Well, I think she's the type of person that's freaking out about where she is right now. And she's trying to fix it by like putting Band-Aids over the covers when she needs to go to like therapy and fix her own Band-Aids.
Yep. She's always like that. I mean, she did that in her last relationship with her husband, Shay. Yeah. She was like, I've never been so in love. And they were falling apart. I mean, she just always puts Band-Aids on these like big bloody wounds. It sounds so gross. But
so if you were Rob in the future.
Run.
You would say run?
Yes. Rob, run. Rob, do you want to be on Vanderpump? I mean, the guy has a career already. He doesn't have to be around this drama. He's got to hang around with Jax. He's got to deal with Sheena right now. Like, she's just coming off so desperate. No, he doesn't need this.
Why is he doing it? That's what I want to know.
Well, I think because they dated a while back, and maybe he really genuinely likes her. But then as you watch, you're like, does he? I don't know. They had some kind of connection or friendship.
Maybe she's different off camera.
Maybe. I don't know. But she is seeming very desperate. It's coming off very pathetic and just cringy.
Speaking of pathetic and desperate,
are you
going to
talk about me? I was kidding.
Jolene is looking for Jax calls, and Jax texts Sheena that he won't go to Big Bear unless he has a bed.
Because he's got a bad back because he's 38.
He's 38.
Oh, shut up, Jax. Nobody cares about your back. You don't seem to have a back problem when you're banging all these girls. Your back seems to be totally fine.
That's because he bangs on the floor.
Like, well, maybe he needs to stop banging people that aren't his girlfriend and his back would feel better. Maybe he needs to go to the chiropractor
but he's not doing
instead
that
of getting
anymore.
Drunk.
He's not doing that
anymore. Oh, he's not?
No, he only banged one time.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Oh, do you think he's
cool
still banging?
Cool story, bro. Okay. Yeah, come on.
So then we go to Katie's, and Katie is scooter decorating. And all the girls have scooters, which is Katie.
Well, they're at Kristen's actually.
Oh, sorry. Which is Katie, Kristen, and one more, which is
Brittany.
I think, Brittany, mm-hmm. Right? And they're all scooter decorating. Apparently, that's what we do in West Hollywood. Why haven't we decorated our scooters?
Why are they why are they riding scooters with no helmets?
I don't know
it's
why they're wearing
me out.
Scooters.
It's LA.
That's really interesting to me that they would wear
good
the scooter.
God, the traffic is horrible and people do not care about pedestrians, so they definitely don't care about scooters.
But then we find out Stassi comes over and as soon as she comes in,
she cries. Like, here's the deal, though. I've been there where Stassi is, where you're just so emotionally, you're just like, I can't bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm a piece of crap. Like, I effed up.
When did that happen? Because I don't think that's happened in our relationship.
Oh, my gosh. I've done that. I've done that to my parents. I've done that to you.
You haven't done that to
where
me.
Where I felt bad and just immediately started crying on something. And you're like, why are you crying? And I'm like, I just feel bad.
Got it.
Like, she just seems very broken. Stassi this season is very broken.
Well, she apologizes right off the bat and that she admits she has been binge eating.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I thought it would make me thin. I wouldn't be hungry. She's always
she's
talking
mad.
About her weight.
Maybe that's why
she's Stassi, mad. You look great. Just calm down.
But she pays them back, which do you think as a girlfriend, is that like, it's over? We're done? It's like, that's it? Or do you still hold on to it for a little bit?
I mean, these girls have been friends a long time. This is Stassi's MO. She does this stuff. It's not shocking to me. It's just like, oh, yeah, that's what Stassi would do. And if you're her friend, sometimes you have to put up with that.
Well, my favorite thing is that Stassi decorated her scooter with tears, real tears from her eyes.
Which is like that really, if you're going to decorate a scooter for Hollywood, it should be in a pretty blonde girl's tears. It
yeah,
really should.
Of course. Mm-hmm. A fake blonde. She's all fake blonde, right?
Of course, we're all fake blonde.
Got
I'm
it.
A fake blonde. Eh.
I didn't know you were fake blonde.
Are there real blondes? Do they really exist? We don't know. Chill.
Well, you do know. You just look at their eyebrows.
No, because some people have dark, right?
What?
I think some people can be natural blondes and have a little
no, but you can
eyebrow.
Tell when someone dyed their hair, you just look at their eyebrows. Like, oh, that's mousy brown eyebrows.
Oh, you're staring at me while you say this. You're outing me. Yeah.
You can't hide it, girl.
Mm-mm.
So then we go to Jax and Brittany's, and they're packing to go to Big Bear. Jax, still worried, and Jax is doing the thing that you hate what I do, which is boy look.
Where's this? Have you seen this? Where's the
Could
shorts?
You explain what boy looking
a
is?
A boy look is you don't really look. You just browse, just kind of gloss over the area with your eyes, and then you're like, where's my shorts? And if you just would have moved one thing, you could have seen. If you would have looked in the stack of clothes or actually moved stuff around in the closet or looked fully in a drawer, you could find something. But a boy look is just, you know, it's probably in the dresser, but you're not going to open the dresser and look. You're just going to stare at the dresser and then yell to
can
the
I,
woman.
Can I counterpoint that?
No.
I wouldn't boy look if you wouldn't girl pack. And what girl pack is when a girl moves the boy's stuff from where it's at, because guys remember where their stuff's at, but when it gets moved.
When it's on the ground,
they
you know what?
I
got to pick that shit up. That on the ground is not a spot for it. I put it away.
But your shoes can stay on the ground? That's ridiculous.
Yes, all of our shoes are on the ground.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, he was totally doing that, just yelling at her, like, where's this?
And then they were also foreshadowing that, I should say, Lala arrives, and mm-hmm. Lala and Brittany were foreshadowing that they're worried James is going to drink and something's going to happen.
I love how they're worried. Of course James is going to drink. Of course something's going to happen. The kid can't handle his liquor. He gets drunk and he says dumb shit.
Well, I found out that Lala and James, they had hooked up in the past mm-hmm. and now they're in the friend zone. And Brittany's all like, well, is there any chance?
And Lala's like,
hell no. I got money. I got a private jet.
Do you believe her?
Do I believe her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think once girls decide you're in friend zone, you can't get out of it.
So you don't think she would do anything with
no,
James?
No, not. I think that she's really happy with the guy that she has. And I don't think that she would do anything to ruin it. Hmm. What do you think?
I think that, yeah, James is probably too poor for her now. She's seen a sweeter life.
She has a taste.
And now she's not going down to DJ James Kennedy.
No doggy vacay DJ for me. So then we find out, we go to Rob's cabin.
Cabin? I like you said that. It was cute. Cabin.
We go to Rob's cabin. Sheena's already there.
Oh, don't you just love Big Bear? I love just seeing it. Like, his cabin is so cute.
Yeah.
It's right on the water.
It looks very small. Maybe they rented it. I don't think it's Rob's cabin. I think
why do you keep saying cabin?
Because that's how you see it. You
sound like my mom. I think it is his cabin. And I think to own any property in California, especially in Big Bear, very expensive. I mean, that's a multi-million dollar cabin.
What does he do for a living? Is Rob a drug dealer?
We got to look him up real quick because I forgot.
Do you know his last name?
I don't remember his last name.
That is the name of, I put Rob from Big Brother. That was my fault.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, his sister is actually a supermodel.
No way.
I think, yes, I really do think that she is, because I was peeping him on Instagram one time. I'm just looking up Rob and Sheena. Okay, so Rob Valletta. So I was close. Okay, so, and I think, I'm going to just look it up right now while we're talking to you guys.
He was in a couple movies.
Okay.
He was in Frat Party back in 2009.
That must have made him all the money.
And he, some sad news that we got to share.
What?
They broke up back in January.
Oh, we already know that, yeah.
Oh, you did know that?
Yeah, I talked about it last episode, that they are no longer together. And you're like, they're no longer together? What else does he do? Does he have an IMDb?
No, but he has an Instagram, and this is what he posted about the episode. Are you ready?
Oh, yes. I'm very ready.
He posted a picture of him and Sheena, and he said, Big Bear will always be my happy place. A lot of people are watching TV show that was shot months ago, and TV shows are shot to create drama and intrigue. No one knows what happens behind closed doors or when the cameras are off, but what I do know is that there are things that I never expressed on camera, but I did in person. The reason I created space in our relationship was because of the world, not the person. Sheena and I have cared for and supported each other for 12 years, no matter the circumstance or dynamic. Leaving mean or nasty comments needs to stop. Everyone needs to be kind and supportive and not attack and judgmental, because you're simply watching a person trying to protect a relationship with another person who was and is extremely hesitant to be a part of the VPR world. Life can be hard enough as it is, so love each other, be kind, and it makes it a lot easier.
Because he knows that people are talking about Sheena, and so he's trying to protect her.
He's trying to protect her?
Yeah, I think so. I think she's kind of going through it right now because she just looks so bad.
Well, I mean, she looks like she's healthy.
She just looks too desperate.
She looks desperate.
She looks
TV.
Desperate. Yeah, she looks very, I mean, this whole episode, she's like trying to prove something. And yeah, it's definitely coming off. Yeah, his sister. Okay, so his sister is Amber Valletta, and she is like a supermodel. And she's probably, I don't know how old she is. I'm going to look her up, too. I feel like we're just getting all the information.
So Amber Valletta is a supermodel. So it seems like he might be coming from money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's probably a cake eater. And it looks like he's a producer as well. She's an American model and actress. She began her career as a fashion model. And, like, she's had 16 American Vogue covers.
Wow. Well, she's very
landing
successful.
Her first of 16 at the age of 18. Wow. So I don't know exactly, like, what does Rob work on right now?
I don't know. Well, I think that,
oh, his wiki. Oh, I forget it. That there's
speaking
a wiki
of Rob, I think that, getting back on track, I think that Rob is just, he's just a successful person. He probably comes from money, or he does things like produce or something that allows him to, like, own property in California, because that is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone arrives at the lake house, and Jax gets the big bed, because apparently when you wine, you get the big bed. How do you feel about that?
I don't think they should have gave it to him.
No?
No.
Tom bought a knife. How did you feel about Tom buying a knife?
I feel like Tom's going to stab everybody, because he couldn't even hold it. Like, he's the guy that is the least outdoorsy getting a knife. You know, that guy behind the counter is just like, jackass, like, I don't want to give you this knife.
Well, he even dropped it right in front of the guy selling it. That was so embarrassing.
Yeah, even Ariana's like,
yeah, like, why are you to buy it? What if he stabbed his toe there? And surprise, surprise, something that we didn't know was going to happen is that James starts drinking.
What?
I know, right?
James drinks?
And Sheena sends the boys to the liquor store because they need to buy some liquor.
And they're only there for 2 nights. Yet you would think, or 2 days, I don't even know if it's 2 full nights, that they were going to be there for weeks. The amount of liquor they get. Even the guy at the store is like, what? And they spend like almost $300 on liquor.
You are correct. They spent $300 on liquor. Now, back at Sir, the B story here was that Lisa needs to remodel. And instead of taking 3 weeks in order to remodel, which is the quote-unquote normal amount of time, she's going to do it in 3 days.
That's crazy.
And she gets it done. Yeah. Pretty boring B story.
Pretty boring. I mean, they're painting, they're getting new floors. It's, you know, behind the scenes of a business.
Yeah, show me some more Stassi breakdowns, please.
You like the Stassi breakdowns?
Well, it's more... Interesting than like,
yeah.
I need to do this. I did it. Yay.
Because you know she's going to get it done. She's Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. So Rob's Cannon, Sheena.
Rob's Cannon?
Rob's Cabin.
Oh, sorry.
I apologize.
Oh, no, I wasn't calling you out. I really was like, what's Rob's Cannon?
Well, you knew I was saying cabin.
No, I swear to God, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Listen.
Back at Rob's Cabin, the girls are all sunbathing. And Sheena can't stop talking about Rob.
Oh, this is the worst scene ever.
The man.
This is cringy. Okay, you're excited because you're dating and that's cute. And I've, you know, definitely bragged about you to my friends and done stuff like that. But this is like, shut up. Let someone else talk.
Yeah, because she was excited that he hung up the TV with no
help. I timed him in 7 minutes. And he's such a man. And he did the boat thing here. And he did this and that. And he's just amazing. And it's literally like, okay. Rob's great, but we've all had new dick before. Calm down, Sheena. Act like you've had, you know, a new guy friend.
Well, maybe that's how she's staying on the show. She has to talk about something.
She's just like this with her dudes, man. She puts them on these pedestals that I think are totally unattainable because she did the same thing with Shay. Then we find out that he's got all kinds of issues.
Okay, well, Lala brings it up to Raquel that James hasn't been cool with her.
Aki, totally awkward.
Hey, you... your boyfriend has been rude to me.
Raquel, go run. Go take a nap. Like, what's happening?
You mean Lala?
No,
it
Raquel.
Was Lala who brought it up.
No, but poor Raquel. Like, everybody is after her dude and everyone's banged him and or as a saying they did. It's just, no, Raquel, go home, take a nap.
It's very awkward.
And think about this, let your brain breathe, and then leave the situation.
So we go to Rob's boat. He pulls up in his boat because he had been he'd disappear for a while. And everyone gets to meet Rob. Everyone's like, oh, Rob's so cool. And then Jax makes a horrible joke. He's like, hey, you guys got the beers. We got the tits and ass. And then points at Brittany.
Oh, gosh. He's just... Who invited this old man? Why does he even have to be there?
When do you stop making pervert jokes? That's what I want.
Immediately. Like, you just don't be that guy.
I can't?
Well, you're not a pervert like that.
No, but I can, like, if we're in public and I'm 20, can I go, check out my wife's tits?
No.
Yeah. No?
No.
Okay. What if I'm 30?
No. Why would you want to?
What if
in
I'm,
public, go check out my wife's tits?
What if I'm 80 and I'm like, you want to lick a butt? Lick my wife's butt.
No.
No? Okay.
First of all, not funny. Second of all, just makes that person feel weird. Talk about licking your own butt.
Okay,
got
it.
Actually, don't even talk about licking butts. Nobody wants to hear about it.
Oh, I'm just gauging when should we stop making these pervert jokes.
They should never be okay. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
So we go back to Stassi's, and Stassi brings Katie over so that Katie can fix something of hers.
Her bench. Stassi's known to Allen wrenches, and, you know, again, where's Patrick? Where's him and his man bun? He can't be doing that.
He doesn't want to be around.
This is one of the things. Katie has a lot of great qualities and traits, and she is very independent. And her and, you know, Tom Schwartz, you know, wears the shorts, have their issues, but she's a very good friend to Stassi. Sometimes almost too good
of a friend.
Yeah.
What's too good of a friend? Let's play a test.
Her.
Ready?
Okay.
You're my friend, and
now, but are we? I'm talking if they had like a equal friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Stassi always takes more than she gives.
Okay. How about you just on a meter of too good of a friend would do that to normal friendship?
Oh, like it's outside of the friendship.
Yeah, let me ask you something, and you tell me if that's a normal thing to ask, and then I'll ask you something else, and you'll say whether that's too good of a friendship. Does that make sense?
Okay, like they're doing too much.
So like, hey, do you want to go to Taco Bell with me?
That's a horrible friend. Is that Taco normal? Bell is disgusting.
Is that a normal friendship or is that too good of a
That's friend? Normal. Not okay. for me. I don't need Taco Bell anymore.
Let me kiss your boyfriend to try my lipstick. Is that a normal friendship
no,
or too good
that's
of a friendship?
Girl is going to get stabbed.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Hey, want to come over and talk?
Totally normal.
Okay, cool. Want to come over and talk while I go kiss your boyfriend?
This is a Dateline episode. This is like, what's happening? What kind of friend wants to keep trying out her lip gloss on your boyfriend?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
You have a really messed up image of what girlfriendship should be.
So they talk about Patrick and how Patrick has set up these weird rules in their relationship. And so Stassi's going to get to the bottom of it. Stassi's going to find out what's going on. She's going to go to a tarot card reader.
You don't need a tarot card reader, girl. You just need to open your eyes. He's no good.
He is no good. I like Patrick.
Chell, what do you like about Patrick?
He's straight up.
What do you mean straight up?
He's forward.
No, he's not because he's not.
When he's in front of parents, he doesn't have a sense of guilt and he just tells it like it is. Here, I'll be Patrick and you'll be the parents in the last episode.
Where were you? Why can't my daughter go to Europe with you?
I was banging other women and it was hot.
He never said
that. I wish Stassi was there when I was looking at a Van Gogh. I would have banged her.
Gosh, gross.
Oh. What's so gross? My man bun? Let me take it down and bang you.
No, it's all gross.
Yeah.
He's just, no, he's not worth it.
Got it.
The hassle that she has to go through for this guy is not worth it.
In my bedroom, I can't have a clap on, clap off light because I have sex too hard.
Why
myself.
Is he talking like an overexcited like comedian walking around on stage?
Because that's how he is.
When really he's just boring. He's like, well, I just want to go to Amsterdam by myself. Wait, some hairs are coming out of my bun. I gotta do it again. Anyways,
hairs are coming out of his butt?
I was looking at some Van Goghs, and I guess for a minute I missed your daughter, but then I realized I'm better alone.
I like James. I think he...
Patrick? You don't even know his name.
I know.
You don't like him. You're just pretending because
pretending.
You know it upsets me.
I'm pretending.
I do not like Patrick.
Scale 1 to 10.
22. I don't like him.
You like him that much?
No, I hate him.
You didn't let me guess. Do the scale.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Scale of 1 to 10 what?
No, it's too late.
Okay.
You like him
he
at 22.
He just reminds me of my ex. He's Got just it. Pompous. He's a narcissist. He's annoying.
But he has a cool tattoo.
What is his tattoo of?
It's in Latin. And
that was my ex. He couldn't buy me anything, but he kept getting these dumb tattoos that were like, it would say like joy, courage, and trust. And I'm like, you don't have any of those things. Like, you're the least trustworthy. There's no joy that comes from you. And you're like, literally. And oh, God, he got a tattoo that was like.
James did?
No, I was still thinking
Patrick?
About Patrick That's or my it. Ex. That was. I thought it was so cool. And then I found out years later it was a quote from The Matrix. Like, what?
You thought it was cool?
Well,
no wonder you thought it was cool. You loved The Matrix.
I know, but I did. It was before I'd seen The Matrix.
Oh.
And then I thought he thought of this or something. I'm trying to remember. It's so long ago, but God, he just reminds me of my ex. I mean, just big old douchey, basic white dude.
The quote was, do you want to take the red pill or the blue pill? And Jolene was like, wow, that's so deep.
Yeah. It was something from the Oracle. Oh, it was a sign that was in the Oracle's house from The Matrix. What did that sign? I can't remember. This is taking me back to
is
funny
time. Is
this
the original Matrix?
Yes. The original. So whatever sign, I think it was in her kitchen. Oh, Know Thyself, I think it was. Know Thyself? Did he have that? No,
yeah.
There was something else. Oh,
it was Know Thyself.
But it was in Latin?
It could have been in Latin, yeah. Or ancient Greek. It could have been in ancient
something.
Greek.
It was something, but I had an ex who just got dumb tattoos and traveled in Europe alone, and it was so annoying.
It probably, this tattoo was nosce te
yes,
ipsum.
That, yeah, it was no, whatever.
Know thyself.
Yes, and I was like, oh, that's so cool, and he's like, yeah. And then I watched The Matrix, because I didn't watch The Matrix right when it came out. Mm-hmm. I then really liked it and then went and saw 2 and 3 the days they came out. But I'm thinking, did this motherfucker just lie to me? He's got the Oracle sign on his body and he pretended he just thought that up.
Well, I think Patrick has a lot of money. I think that's the way. That's why he acts the way he does, because he seems like he doesn't care about Stassi.
He's waspy.
He's waspy.
Yes. He
which is?
He's probably related to Tinsley. It's like white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Penis.
Yeah. Penis.
Go get yourself a wasp penis, people. So cabin, we go back to the cabin, and Raquel says, Lala, is saying, she pulls James aside. She's like, hey, you're being kind of... Like Lala said this, and James is drunk, and he's like,
because Lala's like, you need to check your man. He needs to stop coming for me. And the amount of times Lala in this episode said, you need to stop coming for me. You need to stop coming for my man. You stop coming for me. Coming for my man. Coming for my man. Coming for me.
Well, Raquel's really trying to look out for James. She really cares about
James. Well, she's embarrassed, too.
And it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, you come to the
cabin. She's not a troublemaker.
No, and you're feeling like ganged up on by like these girls who've known each other.
Well, plus, I think they're relatively nice to Raquel, but it's embarrassing to have your boyfriend starting getting in other ladies' business.
Yeah, and she even Raquel's like, hey, you just need to support Lala, like lay off of her, and maybe she'll, so that way I don't get in the middle of this.
Exactly.
So James says, I can't support things that are rotten. So he's like trashed already, and it's getting pretty bad. Then we go back.
Just wasted. Raquel, you're a beauty queen. Run, girl.
Then we go back to the B story. The sir is open. Yay. Then we go back to the cabin, and the girls are cooking tacos.
Sheena's just, I mean, she's on edge. I mean, she is making this ground beef the best ground beef there's ever been. It's just like the basic white girl taco, but she's just walking around the kitchen with like these intense eyes like, don't worry, baby, I'm going to nail this for you. Like,
yeah.
I got to get these tacos right. It's like, Sheena, put the, you know, little seasoning in on your ground beef.
And we all know you bought that packet with the ground beef.
Exactly.
Because they're right next to each other.
Yes.
And you only thought about the onion when someone was like, I think you could put onion in it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah,
but she's trying to play wifey.
Yeah.
You know, and well, it's like, no.
James is playing a great version of wifey, and he's getting drunk and talking trash, which is the best version of wifey that there is when you get drunk and you talk trash. And what was really cool, James was like in the kitchen just being really loud and just like really aggressive towards Lala.
Oh, is this when everyone went to bed or before they went to
bed? Before they went to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, James is one of those people that just should never drink. Mm-hmm. It alters his personality horribly. He acts like a jackass. He's loud. He's annoying. It's not just being 23. He's the type of person that just can't drink.
Well, Brittany says thanks before dinner. That's her thing.
She
and
says
then
what?
Tom and Jack start.
She says thanks before dinner?
Yeah, she says like, hey, let's give thanks.
Oh, okay. I thought we were all... Oh, sorry.
No. So then, like, the group conversation's going along, and then Jax gets embarrassed in the best way possible, which is James brings up that Jax could be Raquel's dad.
How old is Raquel?
James is like...
Is she, like, 20 or 21?
Yeah, she's, like, 20.
Yeah, she's gonna be, like, 20. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could be Raquel's mom. Yeah. Who cares?
But Jax is really embarrassed. Dude, he's, like, trying to be low-key.
Dude, you live in L.A. 38 in L.A. is, like, dead. I mean, I walk around every day just like, oh, I could have teen mommed you. I could have teen mommed you. That's just our... That's our reality. Why is he getting so hurt over this?
Yes. So then... Tom is coming along, and everyone's excited about that. They talk about that. But then they go to the couch right after dinner, and James and Lala share, like, this moment of, like, cuddling.
Oh, it's so weird.
And, like, Raquel gives, like, this weird, like, side eye to it.
It's a nut. She's like, oh, first Logan, now Lala, all the L's.
Yeah. How do you feel if you're Lala in this situation?
Uncomfortable.
I'm going to be James.
How do I feel if I'm Raquel or Lala?
I'm sorry, Raquel. I'm going to be James.
So pissed.
Ready?
I would snatch you by your hair and snatch you up and say, what are you doing?
I'd be like, ha, Lala, you're so funny. I'm falling on you.
Oh, my gosh.
We're in front of everybody.
Oh, that doesn't happen to 30-some-year-old women.
Okay,
no, that's a 20-year-old woman's game.
Got it. So what would you say if you were Raquel?
The F up. What is wrong with you? Leave her alone.
I'm just playing with her, babe.
No, you don't play with other girls. You play with me. I'm your only toy, and you got no more.
But we've been friends for a long time.
Nobody cares about your friends. Nobody cares about your friends.
I barely know you.
Well, okay, bye.
I mean, you made me get rid of my gay
friend. I'm already halfway down the mountain. Okay. Big Bear.
Will you tell my gay friend to come by?
Logan?
Yeah.
No, this is so... It's disrespectful to Raquel. It's very disrespectful. Yeah. Even Lala's uncomfortable with it. Don't do it.
And then, as if anything couldn't get even more uncomfortable, we play sex games.
Always turned into that with groups and like couples, and when you're drinking, everyone's just like, let's talk about sex.
And Rob gets a question about his wiener, and Sheena's like, I love his wiener. It's the best wiener around.
Shut up. It's not her question.
Yeah.
It's like, it's too much. It's like, it's great. It's the one's best wiener. Oh my God. This is, you know when you see someone just trying way too hard? That's Sheena.
Yeah.
And even Rob's like, calm down. Like,
here, you be Sheena, and you just, what is it like to be, I'll be... Like, what is it like to, if Rob was in the same room? Does that make sense?
Oh, well, I mean, she's constantly by him.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying, what would he say if I was just asking?
Have you guys smelled Rob? Rob smells delicious. He has the biggest dick ever. It works so good for me. I love putting it everywhere. Have you guys? But you guys can't have it because it's mine. But as soon as I get divorced, like, I'm going to cook it. Like, it's so delicious. I want to eat it. Like, love your wiener, Rob.
Rob,
don't talk to Rob. Talk to me because I talk for Rob because we've known each other for years because there was 6 years where I was married.
Rob, have you seen Black Panther?
Oh, my God. I love Black Panther, but only when Rob's there. Like, we haven't seen the movie, but I bet it's all about Rob because everything should be about Rob. Have you guys ever seen a Black Panther? Well, it's in Rob's pants. He is a huge Black Panther, and I love it. It just does so much stuff for me. I'm going to eat like a hot dog.
Hey, Rob, where's your restroom at? I'm just going to go use the restroom.
Oh, my God. Rob has the best restroom. Wait till you use Rob's restroom. It's a huge restroom. It feels so good when you sit down in Rob's restroom. You're just like, oh, it feels so good. It's like the best restroom you've ever had in your whole entire life. I love Rob. Does anyone want some tacos? Rob does. I'm going to feed him to Rob. Rob.
Are you baby bird feeding him?
Rob. She liked my acting.
That was good acting.
Gross.
Joe. Great acting, Joe.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
I really like the sound
great
effects you
Sheena,
gave.
Great Sheena, right? Yeah.
If I ever cast somebody who needs to baby bird someone else, it'll be you.
So gross.
So then we go to the carrot card reader. Which
the carrot?
Is my autocorrect. It says carrot instead of tarot.
Tarot.
Carrot card reader.
Oh, I love carrot cards.
And Stacy is getting red.
Stassi. Stacey. I love when you call her Stacy.
I'm just going to call her Stacy. If she's going to be disrespectful to minorities, she can always be Stacy.
Oh, Stacy.
So she's getting red, and apparently she's going to have kids in 2019.
Which is next year.
Next year. She seemed really excited about that.
Calm down.
Okay. And the card reader, the carrot card reader, sees Patrick and is just like, hey, listen up. I see you're in a relationship right now. I don't think it's going to work out. And because finally Stassi has someone who's never met Patrick before, even though she's experienced all these rude things with Patrick, reassure her that Patrick isn't the right guy. She's finally seems like she's going to move away from Patrick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cards don't lie, homie.
Cards don't lie. Mm-mm. You know, when you have a question, go ask someone that has no business in your life. So we go We go to Big Bear and James is trashed. And Jax and Tom go off, and we find
out. They go off to the bedroom. Six is sexy.
They mech out. They mech out.
They mech out. They mech out in the cabin. What were you calling the cabin?
The cabin?
The cabin. Or I forgot.
They make out, and they 69.
What? That sounds so freaky.
What? You didn't watch this episode?
No, I just...
Did you take notes? Because I have... They 69 here.
369. Damn you. Sorry.
So Max and Tom go off, and... They find out.
Max and Tom.
Sorry. Jax and Tom go off.
I just sometimes I just love when you just say whatever name. It's
I'm
not.
I'm actually reading here. Jax. We find out that Jax is mad at James because James is being annoying.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But we also find out that he feels like an old man.
Yeah.
Tom
Welcome
is
to the
worried
world.
About Jax though because he feels like. Tom
He's getting
is like
left behind.
Yeah.
Well, then you know what? If you ever invested in anything other than your own D, maybe you could have something in this life.
Yeah, because Jax is like, I'm going to be a bartender forever.
Oh, first of all, you're not a bartender because you don't bartend there. So
Boom.
Let's quit lying about that. Second of all, you could have skills that don't involve ruining people's lives and breaking trust with girls who love you if you actually took the time.
Yeah.
figure your shit out. Go to therapy. Not Reiki therapy. You're having some
therapy.
No, go to a doctor to figure out what's going on in your head.
But she touches you on the arms. What's wrong with that?
He's like, you know, I feel really tense in my thighs.
In my butt. In my ball hair.
Oh my God, gross.
So James is like basically drunk all the time. And Lala tries to calm James down. But he like replies and he says, shut up. So James is like to a point where it's like, it's past whatever.
He gets mean.
Yeah.
He gets mean and he shares secrets he's not supposed to. And he's just the definition of a bad drunk.
Yeah. And he likes being mean when he's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that he enjoys it.
Yeah.
So Sheena and Rob go to bed.
You gotta get some sleep because Rob's driving the boat in the morning and everyone be quiet. Rob. It's like,
and because
calm down.
His penis is so powerful, he can't, you know, support himself unless he has 16 hours of sleep in order for his penis and his
body
to
fully
work
recharge
together.
His ginormous penis.
You plug it in. It's not wireless. We charge.
Mm-hmm.
So James says Lala judges people more than other people does. Wait,
what?
Sorry. James is basically like talking trash about Lala and that she's more judgy than she puts off kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she's sober. I'm pretty sure she's sober in this.
Well, she's not acting that drunk.
Yeah, she's not.
Mm-mm.
And then James talks trash about Jax and Jax gets frustrated. He's like, I'm out of here. My Reiki says if I'm getting frustrated, I should just leave.
I should just go in the bathroom and think about her.
So Lala confronts James finally in the kitchen. And it gets really bad, and James basically says that they're not friends.
Yeah, she's like, are we friends or not? And he's like, no. It's like dealing with a little drunk kid. Like, if you could give kids alcohol and they could be the most horrible person ever, that's what it's like when James drinks.
Well, James thinks Lala is privileged. Is that a correct statement?
That she's privileged? What do you mean?
Well, that she has, like, all this nice stuff, but, I mean, it's not going to be there forever because
He thinks she's being dumb.
Yeah.
He does. And you know what? He sees this guy as no good for her. And that's fine. As a friend, you can totally think that. And he might actually be right in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
This guy might not be the greatest for her because a lot of times guys like this with money who seek out young and beautiful women tend to break up with those women when they're not, quote unquote, young and beautiful anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like who's the singer that sings, Will You Still Love Me When I'm No Longer Young and Beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
I always say that's like every girlfriend of Leonardo DiCaprio, that's what she would sing to him because he's always with really young supermodels.
Mm-hmm.
But Leo's actually, you know, hot. And nothing against Lala's dude, whatever, you know. I mean, he's not the hottest guy, but he's got money and he tends to like younger women. But unfortunately, you know, you can't be young forever. So hopefully there's more there that he likes.
Yeah. And well, Raquel actually goes and confronts James and's like, hey, you're being a dick.
Either way, like, let Lala live her life and be in her relationship and just be a friend to her.
Well, even though Raquel felt attacked by Lala, she still went out there to confront James and be like, hey, you need to come off of it. Like, you're being really rude.
And I don't think Lala was attacking Raquel. I think she was just warning her, like, hey, I don't want to, it's your dude, so I don't want to disrespect him in front of you. So maybe you could talk to him or help me out.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then James and Lala have World War III right outside the cabin.
Which is rude when everyone is going to
bed. Yeah, and even Sheena had to come out like, hey, guys.
Rob's D is trying to sleep, and you woke up Rob's D, okay? I love when it's awake, but it needs its sleep.
And James, I feel like James uses the information he hears against her. And
he does that with everybody.
Yeah, and she just sits there and she takes it. And that's what's really sad because she really likes him as a person, but knows that when he drinks, he's a total butthole.
And she has shared information with him that I'm sure she's afraid he's going
to
leak.
But then we go to one of my favorite parts in this episode, which is just Jax and Brittany sitting in there and just listening to all the commotion going on outside.
And Jax just couldn't be more annoyed. It's like, dude, you caused drama even bigger than that. So please.
Yeah, and like he wants to talk about it, but like Brittany wants to go to bed.
He's a drama queen.
Yeah.
And Brittany's more just like, who cares? Get over it. Yeah. He's like, this is why I'm in a relationship, so I can talk to someone.
Yeah,
he is.
Like, dude, you could have had to talk to her like when you were banging other women. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's like the epitome of Justin Timberlake's song, Cry Me a River.
Jax is my favorite character.
What, Chell?
So James and Lala go at it, and I think that James really wants Lala.
Yes, I do too. Okay. After watching this episode, yeah.
And he says that her relationship is something that he wants. He wants the best for her, and like, he doesn't think
he loves
this guy.
Her.
Yeah, he doesn't think that this guy is the best guy for her, and he's worried that she's going to get hurt. But here's the weird part: you're shouting this outside a cabin where the girl you're dating is inside the cabin.
Right? That's what I was thinking. Where's Raquel? She's
probably listening to what you're saying.
It's horrible.
Yeah, where's Logan when you need him?
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. So
he's waiting in the car.
What would you rate this episode out of Seven Housewives?
This was a pretty good episode. I love that they're in Big Bear. What are you laughing at me for?
It's a pretty good episode.
I love
that they were in
very
Big Bear.
Talking very LA right now.
Oh, it's gonna be a high score.
I'm gonna give it a sixer.
Oh, that's really good because mm-hmm. they did 6-9, Tom and Jax. I'm going to give it a 3.
What? They went to Big Bear. It was beautiful.
That was the only good story. And the carrot card reader and Lisa's opening, sir, was so boring.
Those were boring. But Katie didn't get invited to the cabin.
Is that bad or good? I don't know what that means.
Well, it's because Katie and Sheena don't get along.
Got it.
So that's why Tom wears the shorts. And Katie stayed back in Stassi. She doesn't like Stassi and Kristen. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
I don't know what that does for me. It's still... rates it a 3.
Well, it could have been a whole group trip. You know, the whole cast could have went, and then we wouldn't need all these sub stories, these side stories. But unfortunately, they don't get along like
Got
that.
It.
So, I liked it. I like any time when they're traveling and stuck together like that. Sheena, I mean, it was cringy, but fun to laugh about now.
Can we just say that Jack needs to stop, if he knows he's going to be a bartender forever, stop being mean to the person signing his checks, Lisa, and like find a way to be in her good graces again?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know that that's what your life is going to be, at least make it bearable. You're basically pushing away the only person that wants to help you and signs your checks.
Yeah. He's not smart like that.
Yeah, he is.
He's self-sabotager. Why are you saying that? This is troublesome that Jax is your favorite character.
I just feel like Jax needs a second chance. I mean, he obviously is really trying.
This is very funny. But on the real, if you had to pick favorite male and female of the show thus far with episodes you've watched,
man, come on.
Who would it be? You have to. You're the one that brought it up. Yeah, one girl, one guy.
If I have to drag my face across a sidewalk, I guess I'll pick Ken and Lisa.
No, it has to be one of the staff.
No, you already said I had to pick two from the show.
All right, well, let's try to pick one of the actual...
Peter and Billy, favorites.
Who are never hardly on the show.
Thank
Love
God,
it.
Right? How about you?
Awesome.
Who's your favorite so far?
Well, Ariana's my favorite girl.
Okay, yeah, I know that.
By far and away.
Yeah.
My favorite guy is very hard. I would probably say Jiggy, the dog.
Not Ken?
Or Ken, yeah.
You don't like Ken?
No, I do like Ken. Honestly, though, as bad as James has been annoying or whatever, he's bringing some entertainment.
He's your dancing monkey.
He is. I feel bad saying that because it's like, he's someone who definitely shouldn't drink.
Mm.
But because even when he's not drinking, he brings the drama. So if he could just not drink and still... There's just something funny about James this season. Definitely not in this episode, though.
Got it.
So I'm not hating James as much as I did, I guess. But who knows? That could change next episode.
It could change. Find out if it does on the next episode of Married to Bravo.
Bravo. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Married to Bravo podcast.
You did it. You got through it.
Woo! If you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on our social media, Married, the number 2, Bravo, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you, Chell. Thank you, producer Tilly. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you, Jolene. You're the best. I love you.
Aw, this is going to make me barf. Bye.
Blech.